This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This great country,
well, if you ask me,
and the greatest state of all 50, without question, a place we call home, North Dakota, USA. Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. Peter Navarro will join us shortly from Trump World. His new book, Taking Back Trump's America, is a bestseller. Talk a little bit about that coming up on the program today. And we're going to be on the road again, ladies and gentlemen, at Crook Fest tomorrow, Trenton, North Dakota. 2 to 4, great education session. If you're anywhere around Trenton, go to this. Take this in. Wednesday, the Bakken Rocks Fishing Derby. That'll be at Newtown at the Four Bears Casino. And then Thursday in White Shield, North Dakota, which will be great fun. We're going to talk about this later on in the program. Actually, Brady Pelton and Tessa Sandstrom will join us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council about all the fun today. So looking forward to that. And let's see what else I need to tell you. Oh, we'll be our broadcast sponsored by, of course, the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation, as well as our friends from Go Wireline, Enbridge, and Ballon Valves. So if you come to either Trenton or White Shield, and by the way, let me just say this about White Shield. Probably as close as the Bakken Rocks Cookfest is going to get to both Minot and Bismarck. So if you're in either of those communities, you know, hour, some change, you'll get to White Shield, North Dakota. Take this in. If you take nothing else in, do the Bakken Rocks education session, which is not like education as in the basic simples of, you know, here's what it takes to drill for oil and there's oil in the rock, and we pull it out of the rock by hydraulic fracturing, then we do the directional drilling. It's well beyond that. It's where the future is going. It can really help you understand what's happening in this industry, all the cutting-edge stuff with the just the best of the best. We'll tell you about some of the experts when Brady and Tessa join us later on the program. Pretty incredible. So, White Shield, North Dakota, Thursday. Bismarck, Mandan, take some time. Come on up. Information session 2 to 4, and then the amazing barbecue. Oh, it's great. Just the best. Really a unique opportunity where you have so many of the industry leaders in one place where you really can ask anything of these experts. And they do the information session 2 to 4, and then they go to a tent at the actual barbecue, so there's more, you know, informal kind of Q&A. It's very great. It's really wonderful. Very accessible. Let's see here. We got Mr. Navarro yet. All right. We'll let Chris pursue that, and in the meantime, Jim in West Fargo. What's on your mind, Jim?
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to find out, I missed it, what was the final result of the poll that you were taking on the referendum to legalize marijuana in North Dakota?
71% were not in favor of it, and 29% were.
Okay. Well, you know, that, you know what that tells me? That tells me it's going to pass, because my reasoning is, I'm a conservative person. I listen to a conservative talk show host, and I've got a feeling that most of the people listening to your program are pretty conservative. Now, when 29% of those conservative listeners of yours are in favor of legalizing it, that says a lot right there.
Well, you're a spin master, no doubt about that, suggesting that the 29% is a good number. In a battle, I take your point.
Totally neutral on it. I'm being totally neutral on it. I'm just saying that that says a lot. And it also says, you know what, a lot of people don't think that conservative thinking people are open minded. to me, that tells me that that proves them wrong right there, that we are open-minded, you know?
Yeah, I take your point. I understand what you're saying, that that's a large number from... I beg to differ that this is, you know, our audience is only conservatives. Alice, I think, proved that earlier, because I think we have just such a wide swath. Now, are the callers and the texters and the people that are active probably more conservative than not? Sure, but I think that just makes up the DNA of North Dakota, but for Fargo. You know, so I hear what you're saying. I don't think that bodes well for the supporters of this, however, though. I don't think it passes, myself. I just don't. We don't like change, period, in North Dakota. And then you talk about something that has gone so wrong in the places it has been legalized that I just think there's enough... I just think there's enough tea leaves out there that do not present well on this front that it'll pass. But you're not wrong that 29% is an impressive number given the crowd. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You say I'm a spin master, but I learned from the best, God.
Who's that? Who's the spin?
You, my friend.
Oh, I'm a spin master. All right. I love it. Thank you very much. It's funny because spin is very often confused with an opinion. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form suggesting your opinion, but sort of like, you know, if what's your name at the White House? The spokesperson there, KJ?
Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Okay, I call her
Corinne.
KJ. Corinne. Because I can't say Corinne Jean-Pierre. Yeah. I can't say that. You know, when your press secretary is named Corinne
Jean-Pierre.
Yep. Things are going to start to unravel. I think that's just, it's not exactly a good sign when you've got somebody with, you know, the hoity-toity Corinne Jean-Pierre, you know. Sorry, it's the beginning of the end, which is being played out.
She, I believe, is the master word salad chef at the White House now. Or she's one of them. She's in the kitchen for sure.
She learned from the what's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a little something.
Continue to call on oil and gas companies to pass on their lower costs to consumers. American families should not be the first to pay and the last to benefit.
Yeah. They should not.
So is she teaching a kindergarten class or is she speaking to the media? Because I really like
there's that.
Like the lecture there.
Yeah.
No, what I mean by spin is, with nothing meant in the way of a derogatory comment about this towards Jeff, who just called, but so if you're the Biden administration, you're KJ there, and there's a poll that says, and by the way, these exist now, okay, 70% of Americans don't want you to run, and 30% do. Well, we think, given all the challenges, the 30% says a lot that, you know, that's spin. That's like, who are you kidding me there? David in San Francisco. Very interesting place these days. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, morning all. I heard you talking about the demographics of who's your listeners. You know, I try to play Paul Revere, and I go riding through a town, and I'll shout a warning, and I hope that everybody hears it, right? So I'll call a right-wing station, I'll call a left-wing station, I'll call a scientific station, I'll call a music station. And, you know, America needs to hold itself together by united you stand, divided you fall. And if I come through shouting a warning that you're being poisoned, or that, that somebody is about to cheat you economically, you can argue with me like you have for the most... I've probably been calling your show for at least 10 years. You know, you and I argue almost all the time after I try to warn you. So, you know, if you're chasing away your own audience by trying to kill them, that's a dangerous thing. And, you know, you can tell by the tone of my voice that I'm not really interested in being your pal because I see that you've put your audience at risk time and time again.
The audience at risk, and I'm trying to kill you. You've
let's talk
sort of lost me with your hyperbole there, David.
Let's talk about the Supreme Court. Now, recently, one of the rulings, not the abortion one, but an even worse ruling they did the other day, was to try to rip apart habeas corpus. Now, if you think about a court case, like Jesus goes to court, he doesn't say a word, and then they decide to kill him, nail him to a cross. Habeas corpus is the appeals process for a case like that. This Supreme Court just said that there can be no federal habeas cases because it's a states' rights issue.
Well, thank you. Are you familiar with
thank
the? Are you familiar with the Constitution? Who created the federal government, David?
Pal, and now you're arguing. You're actually saying that it's okay to kill Jesus if he's in one state or another.
I did not say anything of the sort. What I said was states' rights are a thing. Who created the federal government? The states. I applaud this court for deciding that there's actually the Constitution exists. Do you know what the 10th Amendment says, David?
If the state of Oklahoma, which is...
Can you answer my question before you jump to the next thing?
You haven't answered my question. Why are you defending killing Jesus?
Because I didn't defend killing Jesus. You have lost your marbles, David. And I want a simple answer to this simple question. What does the 10th Amendment say? And if the Supreme Court of the United States is upholding the 10th Amendment and the Constitution of the United States, God bless them. But I didn't try to kill you. Did I, guys? Did I try and kill him?
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to the renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in a sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And Pool Tables 2 has relief from the summer heat of 2022. It's called a splash pool. If you say, I want one, I want it by the weekend, they'd say, okay, let's get it done. So you can enjoy the rest of summer and just put an oasis in your backyard. And then while you're at it, how about a hot spring spa, a Femio sauna, in stock, ready to deliver right now, 12-month, no interest, no payment financing. You use it now, you pay later. What's not to love? Every day made better. Below the water, above the water, beyond the water. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call my neighbor, Vince. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Tell him Scott sent you. Daryl. Next on What's on Your Mind. Daryl, they tell me you're down in the Twin Cities. Are you a... where do you call home, Daryl?
Well, I call home right around Chaska.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, I listen to you guys a lot when I'm up at the lake, but I happen to be down here at home, and I needed to get a pillow. So I go to the Chaska store for my pillow, and it's closed. It's blank. There's nothing in the parking. This huge parking lot is empty. I mean, I am so disgusted with this woke Rade characters. They're just destroying our country. I mean, how in the world can anybody survive with this kind of craziness going on?
Yeah, this is a company that is under assault, under attack. I'm not aware of any stores closing. I've been to the store in, where have we done the show from, Kevin?
Shakopee. Well, at the plant, the main outlet store there.
Right. Have you tried the Shakopee store?
No. I'm going up to the lake today, and I thought I'd swing by and get another pillow, but I don't have time to go down to Shakopee. But I am so frustrated with, and Mike Lindell is just part of the problem. The problem is me. And the thousands of people like me that are so angry, I'm at the boiling point. It's difficult even to go to church anymore and come out with any kind of a blessing from church. It just permeates 24/7. Voltaire had a great phrase, and it went like this: if they can convince you to repeat their absurdities, they can convince you to commit their atrocities. And that's where we are. We are being required to live it, to listen and repeat absurdities ad nauseum, and we are getting to the point where people are going to start performing atrocities.
Hey, can I give you a pillow? Kevin Flynn lives out by Lakes Country. I don't know when you're going to be at the lakes or where, but Kevin, you're at Frazee, basically?
Yeah, what lake are you at? Whereabouts?
Well, we're on White Earth Lake, which is north of Detroit Lakes.
Oh, I could meet you. Scotty's got a pillow. I could meet you and get you a pillow.
Well, I appreciate the effort, but that's way out of...
And by the way, I would do it.
I would do it for you, Daryl, because I know how good you'd sleep with Mike.
I just texted Mike, and he says they moved their corporate office about 5 miles down the road. They have a store there. And then the outlet store is in Shakopee now. So evidently this is something they did themselves. The corporate office moved, and she says about 5 miles down the road. So hang tight. I'll get you the actual address so you can put that in your GPS, find how far it is, okay?
Yeah, okay. The other thing, you know, when the trucker convoy went through North Dakota and on to D.C., we went to Fargo, and I actually shook hands with the flagpole guy.
Jim? The flagpole guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw his truck. I saw his truck, and I said, "You're the guy." And he said, "Yeah, I'm the guy."
You're the guy, yeah.
Nice. No,
so we had a group of people who were walking around giving $20 bills to the truckers, as many as we could catch up with.
There is another patriot. There's another patriot, I'll tell you. And Jim, the flagpole guy, and ndflagpoleguy.com is now usflagpoleguy.com. How about that?
Yeah, he told us that he had 1,700 texts that he wasn't able to get to last summer, and I was one of them. And he said that he had to expand his company because the demand was so high. I loved it. That's the only positive thing I see out here right now.
Yeah, amazing. Well, and you are right about Mike Lindell. Canceled by his bank, canceled by Walmart. Incredible. Appreciate your call very much. Hang tight. We'll get you that address here in a sec, about 5 miles down the road. So appreciate the call. Peter Navarro is here, by the way, and we're excited to catch up with him, talk about his book, Taking Back Trump's America, now a bestseller. One of those handful of advisors that was literally with President Trump all the way. 2016 campaign, rather, all the way to the end of Trump's first term. Peter, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great here in the swamp. It's always always a challenge to be in Washington, D.C., watching everything they do wrong. But it's good to talk with you this morning.
Haven't caught up with you since the DOJ decided to target you and say you're not complying with a subpoena and literally arresting you at FBI, Reagan National Airport, handcuffed, shackled, put into solitary confinement. The same cell that John Hinckley was in, the Reagan shooter, for crying out loud. What a story. Tell us about this battle with Pelosi.
What's interesting here, I'm standing in my apartment here, and I'm looking across the street. It's like a field goal away. The FBI and the Department of Justice is about 100 yards away. And that morning, the FBI, in normal circumstances, should have done what's called a voluntary surrender. I'm being charged with a misdemeanor, no fraud alleged, nothing. It's like the courtesy. You call a guy up and say, hey, we got a arrest warrant for you just to report to court. We'll take care of this. They didn't do any of that, right? Instead, they let me get all the way to the airport, and they put 5 armed agents on me, throw handcuffs on me. I do wind up in leg irons. That was quite an experience. Strip search. Don't bury the lead there. And it was all designed to publicly try to humiliate me, punish me. And it's part of an obvious political persecution aimed at bullying and intimidation. And, you know, that afternoon, what was interesting, I was like, I had the presence of mind when I went out and gave a press conference to say, hey, look, this Taking Back Trump's America, please buy it on Amazon, because it literally is going to be my legal defense fund. I've already shelled out. Check this out. I've already shelled out in cost over $400,000. And this is going to be like $1 million suit. And this is what these bastards do to you.
It's
called lawfare. It's lawfare. What they do is they just slap you with stuff and try to bury you with money and take away your time and shut you up. So I appreciate the time to talk a little bit about that. But the folks listening to this, I think the point, my takeaway,
hold that thought. Don't give me the takeaway until we come back from the break. We're up against the clock. Peter Navarro, one of Donald Trump's closest confidants, literally 2016 election all the way through the first term, our guest on What's On Your Mind. We'll continue with this right after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Beverly, wake up! Stand up! Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires are spreading across Europe and forcing some people to flee. Firefighters are tackling blazes in France, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Croatia, as well as Morocco's northern mountains. Roughly 16,000 people have fled blazes in southwestern France. President Biden's trip to the Middle East last week was fruitless and an embarrassment to the American people. So says Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax.
It's an embarrassment. I hate to say it. You know, I want the president to succeed when he goes into other countries because I don't want it to look bad on all of us that are normal here inside the United States. But you see one mistake after the next.
Several large Chinese cities, including Shanghai, are rolling out new mass testing or extending lockdowns on millions of residents to counter new clusters of COVID-19 infections. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Lowest price fuel around, and how's this for a lunch lineup? Meatloaf for scalloped potatoes in Valley City, spaghetti and meatballs in Harwood, Taco Mac, 12th and I-29, Swedish meatballs in MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, lasagna with garlic toast in Glendon, Minnesota, Yulin great specials, mac and noodles on 45th as well. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Peter Navarro, author of Taking Back Trump's America, with us for a few more minutes here today on the program. Awful, what you just described. You had something you wanted everybody to hear about this before we talk about some other things in the news, Peter. What was it?
Here's the thing. It's like, and I say this humbly, I served the boss for 4 years. I served this country for 4 years. I literally helped save millions of Americans' lives by being one of the few people in the White House, besides the boss, who early on identified that pandemic as dangerous. And when I wasn't doing that, I was creating hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs. And all I've done, really, in this is get caught between two opposing forces, two branches of government, an out-of-control partisan Congress and an executive branch where executive privilege should be sacrosanct. I'm just doing my duty to this country and the Constitution. And for that, I get put in leg irons and face a couple of years in prison. And my point is simply that if they can come for me, they can come for you. They can come for anybody. And the way that the FBI in particular has been abusing its authority ever since Trump got elected, never mind sworn into office with the whole Russia hoax and the Comey and Clapper, Brennan, Page, Strzok, all those characters in the Russia hoax. I mean, it's dangerous. My ultimate point is the Taking Back Trump's America book is important because it's a 2-2-1-2 punch combination. It lays out the blueprint first for getting Pelosi the hell out of the House of Representatives as Speaker. And that's critical because what Pelosi's done is like turn that simply into a witch hunt rather than a legislative body. They don't do anything for the American people besides waste our money and shut down our oil fields. And in the meantime, all they do is try to persecute and build phony criminal cases against people. I mean, So taking back Trump's America is how to take them down and then get Trump and Trumpism back in the White House in 2024. And that, you know, that's what I'm dedicated to. But they're trying to divert me from that mission with leg irons and a possible 2-year prison term. It's insane.
It's insane and it's un-American. How confident are you Trump is going to be part of taking back Trump's America?
I'm 100% confident. He will be the standard bearer in 2024, or he will be the kingmaker if he chooses not to run, and that is going to be his choice. But here's the thing. It's like, and again, one of the interesting things about taking back Trump's America is I lay down kind of what Trumpism means, what Make America Great means. And I talk about how, you know, the Rhino Republicans and Trumpism share in common things like pushing deregulation, pushing lower taxes for the middle class, pushing strong law and order, strong defense. But what separates Trumpism from the Rhinos is an issue I always worked on, which is the fair trade, particularly with the commies in communist China, as well as a secure border and an end to endless wars. And, you know, down the road from you guys in Wyoming, you got Liz Cheney in here. Her daddy has the blood of a million people on his hands and $1 trillion worth of our treasure loss. And so we don't, in Trump land, face just the Democrats. We have to deal with a bunch of rhinos who are trying to take out President Trump. And I sort all of that out in Taking Back Trump's America, I think in a way which will ultimately help right this ship. Because as an economist, I can tell you this is not a situation I've ever seen in my lifetime. We are in serious, serious trouble.
You know, I think one of the greatest examples of America First working and those policies that you helped implement was in energy. Because what we saw happen was that we flipped the switch and made American energy the priority first. And that has been on day one. I mean, I could go through every single thing Biden has done with executive orders and all kinds of action that have brick by brick undid everything Donald Trump put in place and the Republican Congress codified. But a lot of it was executive orders. Undid them all to the point now we have gas prices where they're at. And ironically, don't you think, Peter, that's probably the number one issue that's hitting people the most and causing an absolute free fall in Biden's numbers?
By the way, one of the first executive orders I wrote in the White House was the Keystone Pipeline one. And Biden, that was one of the first Biden undid. Yeah, I will totally agree with you. Once you get past the priority of cracking down on communist China and its unfair trade, the real key to building strength in America is return to Trump's strategic energy dominance. It is insane what is happening to your state. The idea that we're sitting on the Saudi Arabia fracking in the Dakotas, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, and places like that, New York. And though that petroleum cannot be touched because of bad policy, juxtaposed Joe Biden going over to kiss the derriere of the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's an abomination. And I'm telling you, I know people in your state are angry, and they should be. The problem is you're a red state, and we're being jerked around by, you know, the Californias and New Yorks and the Chicagos, where wokeism, progressivism rules the roost, and that's got to stop. And the only way we can stop that is by getting back Congress. And Taking Back Trump's America is the blueprint to do that, and then it's on to the White House. But I'm telling you, if we don't get this done now. So action, action, action. That's the mantra of the Taking Back Trump's America book. Folks out there, look, get involved somehow. Like, call up the woman running against Liz Cheney if you don't have a competitive race in the Dakotas you want to worry about, and help them. Send them $5. Do whatever you can to get the rhinos the hell out of Congress and Pelosi the hell out of Congress, and we'll all be better off.
By the way, we were a little upset that it took you 2 days to write the executive order on the Dakota Access Pipeline. That was actually the bigger deal. That took a whole 2 days of the Trump administration to say Obama.
I want the record to reflect that that was the fastest one I ever worked on. My piece of that was done in 20 minutes. From the time I got involved to the time it was signed was something like 20 minutes. It was the fastest executive order ever written. So I'm happy about that. But
no kidding.
We got pushback from from the deep state over at the Department of Justice more times than I can count, and that's part of the other problem in this town. There's too many bureaucrats in here who never supported us.
Well, and imagine, somebody called earlier about this, what kind of certainty does business have? I mean, oil and gas, extraordinarily capital-intensive, very expensive, drilling costs, everything else. You don't turn on a dime. Right now, the market punishes them, and you swing back and forth from one executive order to the other. Congress needs to start doing its job on that front, and the courts have to put a hard stop on, you know, what Biden was able to do here. Otherwise, you're just going to swing back and forth. I mean, that's no way to run a country, is it?
No way to run a country, and the likes of Nancy Pelosi needs to get out of there, just like the likes of people like Lindsey Graham and the rhinos in there and Mitch McConnell. And what we're looking for, sir, in Trump land is nothing less than a revolution where we sweep out both the Democrats and the rhinos. And if Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell are the leaders after we take back Congress, we will have failed. This needs to be a wholesale cleansing where we recognize who this country is. We are a right-of-center country that needs law and order, a strong national defense, strategic energy dominance, a secure border, and damn, we need fair trade with the rest of the world because they fleece us every day we go to the big-box retailers who laugh all the way to the bank and do not care about us.
Peter Navarro, the book is Taking Back Trump's America, a little assignment for the What's On Your Mind audience today. Buy this. Help contribute to that onerous legal tab that is building every single day in this un-American assault on common sense here. Peter, thanks for the time today. We appreciate you.
I do so much appreciate it. All the info is at peternavarro.com, including an actual legal defense fund as well. So peternavarro.com. Hey, great talking to you. And I'm working to help things get better here. So is the boss. So let's make it happen.
We know you are, Peter. Thank you. Appreciate the time. In the meantime, a lot is happening in the oil and gas industry, and the Bakken Rocks Cookfest is a wonderful opportunity to find out just exactly what is happening, where the future is going, in the information sessions that happen between 2 and 4, tomorrow in Trenton, Thursday in White Shield, and then the fun begins with barbecue and live music and all the fun. To tell us more, Brady Pelton is here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council and Foundation. Hello, Brady. How are you?
Morning, Scott. Doing well. It's a busy day gearing up for this week's activities out in western North Dakota. Really excited to really be able to host our community members and have a good time. Learn a lot and eat a lot, too. So,
what's not to love about eating a lot? And all these folks are competing. We're going to be live, by the way, at the Go Wireline, Enbridge, and as well Ball and Valves booth. They do really good work. So if you're looking for us, come find us. We'll have some freebies to give away there as well. But I want to spend some time today on the level of expertise that you have coming to these information sessions, because the level of information you get, the opportunity you get for Q&A with these people is pretty incredible. Let's start in Trenton. Who do you have coming?
Yep, over in Trenton, Scott, we have, starting off with Ron Ness, president of North Dakota Petroleum Council. He'll be opening it up. And then we have Nico Duersima. I need to learn to pronounce his last name better. Nico is going to be talking. He's the CEO of Cerulean, and, of course, they're involved in some pretty high-level gas-to-liquids complex work over there. About $2.8 billion is the last figure I heard on the investment that they're prepared to make in the Trenton area, directly in that community, building up a gas-to-liquids complex. And hopeful that you'll be able to get him on your show yesterday and kind of share a little bit more about that. But for those listeners out there that are wanting to learn more about the Cerulean project, he'll be providing an in-depth deep dive into that during our education session.
Hold that thought, Brady. We're gonna go to a break here, but I want to tell you, Nico will be a guest tomorrow on the program. So we would look forward to hearing more about that Cerulean project. Again, hear what Brady just said? Nearly $3 billion in the gas to liquid space. It's one project. Trenton, North Dakota is phenomenal. So we look forward to learning more about that. He'll tell us the rest of the lineup on these North Dakota Bakken Rocks information sessions. Trenton tomorrow, White Shield Thursday. More after this.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. New Buicks, new GMCs. Plus, there's some 75 or so pre-owned vehicles on the lot. Many of those with the lifetime warranty. And the manager's choice right now happens to be a 2020 Subaru Forester that was $43,625, now $39,999. Maybe you'd want a RAV4 or Tacoma. Ain't just Buicks and GMCs, but there's a ton, and you can find out yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, more of Brady Pelton in just a second here on What's on Your Mind to tell you about what's happening in Trenton, North Dakota tomorrow, White Shield on Thursday, and we must not forget the Bakken Rocks Fishing Derby, rather, on Wednesday, Newtown, Four Bears Casino. Blake and Bismarck, let's get you in here quick with a comment. Go ahead, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Well,
wanted to thank him. The guy's name, the habeas corpus and killing Jesus and whatever nonsense he was talking. The reason that the liberals are so upset about that ruling is because they have all these federal appellate courts like the Ninth Circus and all of these things. So they know that when they make a crazy state law in California or Minnesota or whatever these liberal states, if they own those federal appellate courts, most of these things are never going to make it to the Supreme Court. So as long as they can just have the appeals go to the court of their choosing, which they have their judges on, they win. They control the bureaucracy of the judiciary. And that's why he's so upset about it not getting out of the state. With his killing Jesus thing, it was just...
Well, that was, we had a lot of text about that. The Romans killed Jesus. Am I wrong? Hey, nobody spoke up, not even Peter. I mean, we could go on and on, but it was obviously silly talk. But to your point, great one. It's one of the reasons, by the way, I don't dog Mitch McConnell to the degree that I do other Republican leaders. Is he perfect? Far from it. But that masterful job of three Supreme Court justices can save us from the wreckage that is the Biden administration. But you're right on the appellate court. Blake, thanks so much for the time. All right, back to Brady Pelton. So you were going through the list of the speakers. We talked about Trenton first on Tuesday, and we ended up with Nico. Who else?
Scott, and again, this is all at the Trenton Indian Services Area office, northeast of Trenton High School. Right after Nico, starting around 2 o'clock, we have Jeff Simon and Brent Bogar with the Western Dakota Energy Association. They're going to be giving an overview of the oil taxes that are paid into the state and then through a relatively complex formula distributed back to a lot of the political subdivisions in Western North Dakota that are experiencing the impacts, particularly the county, cities, and school districts of Western North Dakota. So they're going to be providing a good update on that, exactly how much funding the counties, cities, and school districts have received, and I'm really hopeful that that's going to paint a clear picture on the impacts that and solutions rather that Western North Dakota is seeing. After that, we're going to be really pleased to have some guests from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Ashley Day and Cody Vanderbush are going to be joining us and giving a Bakken outlook. Lynn Helms, unfortunately, is unable to join this year, but these guys are best of the best, and they're going to provide an outlook of what's going on in the Bakken and the oil-producing country in North Dakota, and a regulatory update as well. So we're looking forward to that. And our last two guests for both Trenton and White Shield are going to be Justin Kringstedt, who is the director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, giving an update on all the future developments for transporting Bakken crude and the natural gas that's associated with that. So looking forward to that as well. Kathy Nassett is going to be kind of closing it up and wrapping things up for the day at the education session. She is the president and owner of Nassett Consulting Services. She'll be giving a nice, if you haven't had heard from Kathy Nassett before, I really encourage you to experience that. She is an all-star in explaining exactly how the Bakken formation is set up and geology associated with it and how we're able to produce oil from the Bakken Shale.
And the future. Last year I learned so much about hydrogen and carbon capture, and, it's really amazing. So these are treasured resources, folks, that they put together from the Petroleum Council. Really encourage you to take this in. And, again, tomorrow in Trenton, 2 o'clock is when it starts at the TISA building, 331 4th Avenue East. Then the barbecue, the live music by Bill Falcon and the Good Medicine Band. There's games and activities for the kids and more at the Trenton Lake Recreation Area, which is south of 1804 on 45th Street. Thursday, White Shield education session again, 2 until 4, Ralph Wells Jr. Community Center. Nice drive from Minot or Bismarck, so no excuse not to be there to take this in. And then the barbecue. And by the way, after the info session, and there's some Q&A there, but the real one-on-one kind of questions come over under the big tents that happen at the barbecue. So this all these resources continuing, they're there. And in White Shield, they have barbecue, live music by Re-Ride, games and activities for kids. And that'll be at the Ball Diamond parking lot, Sanish and Warrior Street. This should be really, again, another incredible year. So really encourage folks to come on out. Don't forget the Bakken Rocks Fishing Derby on Wednesday. We're live in Trenton tomorrow. And also Thursday in White Shield, so covering it all. Anything else you want to tell us, Brady?
Just a little lineup change over at White Shield. We're going to be so privileged to have Tribal Business Councilman Fred Fox joining us. He represents the Southeast segment of MHA Nation, so we're going to be really excited to hear from him and all of the awesome developments that have gone on in White Shield and throughout the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. So, Courage, like you said, Scott, want to reiterate, really close, super close to Minot and Bismarck. So anyone that can travel a little bit, that's the right time to do it. So
you bet.
Want to see that and see everyone there.
All the details, if you just put in your search engine, Bakken Rocks Cookfest, you'll get it all. North Dakota Petroleum Council website as well. Brady Pelton, thanks for the update. See you tomorrow in Trenton, North Dakota, my friends. God bless one and all. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape, and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters, 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.